This poster measures 55 inches tall by 43 inches wide and is framed in black wood. The image is an aerial view of two trapeze performers in the middle of a routine. Seen from above, one aerialist is positioned in the upper left of the poster, his trapeze swinging away from the viewer as he clutches the ropes on either side. Rendered in grayscale apart from his pale blue unitard, his face is concerned. His arms are raised on either side so that his shoulders appear hunched. His back is slightly curved and his knees are bent as if getting ready to leap forward. He has glossy, flat black hair. His body is sturdy and muscular. His unitard is a pale Wedgwood blue and matches his mid-calf-length soft-soled boots. Meanwhile, the other aerialist is swinging toward the right side of the poster. He appears larger and therefore is closer to the viewer than the other performer. They are wearing identical costumes except for a gray belt worn by this figure over his unitard. They also have matching haircuts and body types, also rendered in grayscale. His facial expression is far more relaxed, with his eyebrows arching over his eyes and a placid smile on his face. His hands grip the bar of the trapeze as he hangs off, his feet looping around to catch the bar with the tops of his arches as he swings back toward his partner. Below, a dramatic view of an empty circus tent is shown. At the center is a yellow circle, presumably the sawdust main ring of the circus. It is surrounded by an orange ring that would have been the barrier wall of the first row of seats. Radiating outside these two central spans are alternating gray and black rings, indicating bench seating under the big top. Because of the perspective of the drawing, the rings look slightly further apart toward the upper right of the poster and closer together toward the bottom left. Spaced almost evenly around the composition are lines indicating the wooden poles used to hold up the tent. They are very thin and are attached at their bases to black dots surrounded by a small ring of white. This would have been a locking mechanism for the poles. Because of the perspective of the poster, some poles appear to hang into the sawdust central ring, while others are affixed to the benches. In the upper right area, Cyrillic text indicates the name of the film the poster is advertising, echoing the arch of the one of the rows of seating.